My name is Kayla Valcruz. I am 17 years old. Today is June 4th, 2018, and I'm speaking with Ricardo, who is my father. We are recording this interview in San Diego, California. What state were you born in?
Maryland.
What city?
Annapolis.
So my dad was a military child. My grandpa was in the Navy. Was he deployed when you were born?
Yes.
So was it hard for grandma to take care of you when you were born and Uncle June?
As far as I can remember, it was difficult at times because she had to take care of two children on her own.
Was there like any other family that was there, or was it just grandma?
It was just my mother.
So, did you guys move to San Diego when Pop came back?
When I was born, Pop was already stationed at the Naval Academy. He didn't have ship duty, so he was on shore duty. 6 months after I was born, we moved to San Diego because he had orders for the base here in San Diego.
Okay, so did you live anywhere before Mira Mesa in San Diego?
When we initially came out, came over from Maryland when I was 6 months old, we didn't directly come to live in San Diego. We actually stayed with relatives in Long Beach, California, for a period of time. Approximately when we moved from Los Angeles to San Diego. Approximately when I was like,
it was before like you actually got into like schooling, right? Somewhere around that time.
Yeah, you know, obviously I don't remember everything, but we ended up living in the naval housing in Point Loma off of Rosecrans from as far as I can remember until I was about second grade. And so about 1973, my parents bought a house here in Mira Mesa. This was in the middle of second grade when we moved over to Mira Mesa. From that point on, my parents have always lived in that same house up until today. Since then, I have moved out of that house after getting married and moved to an apartment. And then from an apartment, we moved to owning our first house in the year 2000 or 1999. Since that time, we've been living in the same house with three children.
Wait, so before you moved from like Point Loma to Mira Mesa, was Auntie Joyce already born then? Or was she born in Mira Mesa area?
Your Auntie Joyce was born in 1970. That was when we were living at the naval housing in Point Loma. So yes, she was born here in San Diego.
So why'd you choose to be in IT instead of going to the military? Like how Uncle June went to the military?
My first intent was to go into the military after high school, just like my 1 year older brother. But during the time I was being seen at the medical hospital in Balboa for my asthma. And at the time, there were strict restrictions for people with asthma wanting to join the military, they did not allow that because of the rigorous exercising that was required during boot camp. People with asthma would not be able to complete. So my military doctor at Balboa Hospital rejected my application for the military, which left me with no other choice but to go to college.
So why did you choose to do become an IT, like computer science?
I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do. When I started college, I went in as undeclared, meaning I did not know focus my studies for. So it wasn't until about a year after being in college that I decided to get into computer programming. Not so much by the interests, but because of the job market and the fact that computer programming at the time seemed to have a good salary.
So was it like a booming, like, kind of job in that time, where it was like a high demand thing where people needed more people who knew about computers?
The computers were always computer people were always in high demand in San Diego and, you know, along the California coast. So it was a good bet that if I took computers, I would hopefully land a pretty good paying job.
So do you wish you took or studied another job, or do you enjoy being in IT?
When I was doing computer studies at San Diego State, it was mainly in programming. And the reason being is because my first thought was I could use programming to get into video gaming designs and program video games, which at the time was a very big deal because computerized video games were becoming more and more popular. However, the programming side is not a very exciting position because you mainly just sit there, stare at a screen, and look at lines and lines of code. When I graduated from school, got my first job in programming, it wasn't long after that I started doing computer hardware work, and that became more and more interesting to me versus programming. And eventually I stopped doing programming altogether and was just doing computer hardware work.
So that means like you like make computers, like the software, not the software, but like the box.
I did everything. I did everything from build computers from scratch, putting them together, buying the parts, putting them together. Did that for my own private business, and also for the companies that I worked for. But not only did I do that, but I also did network administration. The network administration side was more interesting than the computer PC side, but they both went hand in hand, and it was all within the area of IT.
So going back to when you said you left grandma and pop's house when you got married, how old were you and mom when you guys got married? And didn't you guys get married in the Philippines first and then got married here in the States?
Yeah, we got married in the Philippines in 1995, which put my age at 29. Your mom would make her 27.
And then you guys had Kuya 2 years after.
Yes. He was born in 1997.
Was he born when you guys got married in the church here? Already?
Yes. We didn't get married in a church here until your youngest sister, Mia, was born in 2007.
Wait, what? I didn't know that. Wait, so... I don't remember doing that. Wait, who was the... I don't recall.
And the whole reason behind having the church wedding was because the Diocese of San Diego changed the requirement for baptismal. Whereas before, yourself and your brother, all we had to do was one parent had to be Christian, and we just had to have proof of marriage. But in order to have your child baptized, the married couple had to have the sacrament of marriage, which meant getting married in the church. Since we got married outside of the church did not see our marriage as valid and can therefore not have your child baptized. So we made a 2-for-1 and got both married and had your sister Mia baptized in the same ceremony in 2007.
Oh. So when you guys bought our house now, since it was a one story, did you help build it, or you just hired someone? Or did you do the construction in the backyard?
No, we obviously had to have somebody hired to build the addition to the house. Because the house addition had to get permits and stuff like that for the city of San Diego, and had to be inspected by the city of San Diego.
Was there a certain reason why you chose this area? Was it because it was close to grandma's house?
Well, yeah, it was close to grandma and pop's house, and the area was very familiar, and it's a very nice area compared to areas farther north or south. It's kind of central to San Diego.
And since you grew up having dogs, was it important that when we got Gus, was it important to you, old memory's sake?
No.
No, you didn't miss your dogs? No. Or having dogs?
No.
Because how many dogs did you have?
Three,
right?
Two or three. But because of my allergies, those dogs always triggered my allergies. And growing up with always having a dog, I always knew the difficulties of having a pet.
Other than the two or three dogs you guys had, what other animals did you guys have at grandma's house?
We didn't have much else. We had some fish, but funny thing is that the fish that we got were little guppies that we would fish out of the streams local to Mira Mesa that my brother and I would get. Yeah, they not knowing how to keep fish, of course, we would just use regular tap water in a tank and put the fish in there, not knowing that the tap water had chlorine, and the chlorine eventually killed all the fish. Other animals that we had were a little water snake. My brother, your Uncle Jun, and I, we always used to fish down in Horseman's Park off of Black Mountain Road. And besides fishing there, sometimes we would go looking around, walking up and down the streams. And one day we found a water snake, And we knew our mom wouldn't want it, so we hid it in your Uncle June's room, underneath a cabinet in a small box. Well, and we used to feed it like small goldfish, frogs, whatever we can find. But eventually, Grandma found the snake, and we had to get rid of it.
Was it that snake that she found like in the from the garage, or was that a different snake?
Well, that's a different snake. The one that we found in the garage was a baby rattlesnake.
Oh.
That that your pop ended up catching and putting in a old Coke bottle, and he took it to work, and he told us what he did was he threw it into the ocean at work.
Didn't you guys have like pigeons or birds or something too?
Oh yeah, we also had rabbits.
You had a rabbit?
And pigeons. And the rabbits, you know, as everybody says, they multiply, and sure enough, they did. And we started out, I think, with like three rabbits, ended up with like over 15.
What the heck?
And
what do you do with them?
The sad thing, we had, well, your pop made cages. And the sad thing is that one day coyotes got into the backyard. Got to the rabbits, somehow opened the cage, and there was dead rabbits all over the backyard.
Oh my God.
In the front yard. So there went the rabbits. The pigeons, that's because your pop would bring pigeons from work. Eventually they laid eggs, had more pigeons. And he made a bird coop, but all that did was attract mice and make it very dirty and smelly in the backyard. Eventually we got rid of all the pigeons.
Okay.
That's it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Done. I finished.